Chapter 7. Woe is me, for I am become like a gathering of kites, like a gleaning of the vintage. There is no grape cluster to eat, none of the early figs my nephesh desired. The chassid has disappeared from Haaretz, and there is none yasher among men. They all lie in wait for Dom. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands skillfully. The Tsar and the Shofet asketh for a bribe, and Hagadol uttereth the evil of his nephesh, so they weave it. The best of them is like a briar. The yasher is sharper than a thorn hedge. The yom of thy watchman and thy pekudah cometh. Now shall their confusion follow. Trust ye not in a reah, put ye not confidence in an aluf. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy haik. For the bin dishonoreth the av, the bot riseth up against her im, the kala against her hamot. A man's enemies are the men of his own base. Therefore, I will look for Hashem. I will wait for Elohei Yishi. Elohai will hear me. Don't joyously gloat over me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in Hoshek, Hashem shall be o'er unto me. I will bear the wrath of Hashem because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my case and execute mishpat for me, he will bring me forth into the o'er, and I shall behold his tzedakah. Then mine enemy shall see it. And Bushah shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is Hashem thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her, now shall she be trodden down like the mire of the streets. In the yom that thy fences are to be built, in yom ha'hu, shall the hok be far away. In that yom also it shall come into your possession from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, even from Egypt to the Euphrates, from yom to yom and from har to har. Notwithstanding, Haaretz shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein for the fruit of their doings. Tend as a shepherd thy people with thy staff, the tzon of thine Nahalah, which dwell solitarily in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilad, as in days of old. According to the days of thy coming out of Eretz Mitzrayim, will I show unto it marvelous things. The Goyim shall see and be ashamed at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the afar like the Nahash, like crawlers that crawl on Eretz. They will come trembling out of their dens. They shall be afraid of Hashem Eloheinu and shall turn in fear because of thee. Mi el kamocha, removing Avon and passing over Pesha of the Sherit of his Nahalah. Hashem retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in Chesed. He will turn again, he will have compassion on us, he will subdue Avonoteinu and tashlik all their sins in the depths of the Yam. Thou wilt give emes to Yaakov and chesed to Avraham, as thou hast sworn unto Avoteinu from days of long ago.